Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call. This is Peyman Mutahedir, the founder and president of Freedom Law School. Tonight, June 9th, 2016, just like every Thursday night, I'm holding a conference call of Freedom Law School, helping you understand about the law, your rights, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Folks, I created Freedom Law School 20 years ago in 1996 to educate and inform the American people of the rights, of the law, of the U.S. Constitution, what rights you have, and how you must assert and defend your rights, liberty, property, and your pursuit of happiness. We have a government in America, folks, that just doesn't leave us alone. They're bugging us. They want this from us. They want that from us. They want you to do this. They want you to pay this money to them. They want you not to do that. And folks, America was meant to be a free country. I came from Iran in the 1960s. From an unfree country, where the Shah of Iran, the king of Iran, was a dictator, could throw you in jail, nobody knows about it, give you a summary trial, no trial, torture you, keep you in jail for a long time, even execute you. And folks, I came to America thinking America was a free country back in 1977, and I found that in America, we've been losing our rights and are losing them more and more now. And one of the reasons is because the average American does not know what rights they have and how they can and should stand up to oppression and tyranny. And then I found out there's a bunch of lies we were told. I found out that our money, folks, in America is not gold and silver, as required by the Constitution. Neither is it created by the U.S. government. It's created by the banks. That's right, the big banks, Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, these criminals literally are able to counterfeit, make money out of thin air, and lend it out to you to buy a home, a car, to corporations, companies, to expand and invest in their operations, or even the government has to borrow from the banks. Can you believe that, folks? And then I found out the income tax system is a giant fraud. There is no law that requires you and me or the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. It's a scam, folks. It's a lie. And you know what? Back in 1997, a gun-carrying IRS special agent with their criminal investigation division, one of these guys whose job was to target people for putting them in jail for taxes. He contacted me about the income tax question. He heard that the whole thing was a scam, was a lie, a fraud, no law requiring people to file and pay income tax. And he found that an amazing claim. Because why would the government give him a gun? He was a gun-carrying agent to enforce these tax laws, to take people's money when there was no law to begin with. Well, I myself and others helped educate him about all this, and he found that, oh my gosh, the government is a liar. Peyman, a freedom loss to others, are right. Income tax is a scam. And he wrote a book about this, about all of this. 90-page book called Investigating the Federal Income Tax. And gave it to his superiors in California at the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division office in the Bay Area. And that book went all the way to headquarters of the IRS in Washington, D.C. for the IRS to refute. They couldn't. They wouldn't, because that's what Joe Barrister asked him to do. This former IRS special agent demanded that the government either answer his question, show the law, that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax or stop doing it. And folks, more debates were set up between Joe Bannister and the government in Washington, D.C. And no one from government ever shows up. The IRS, the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, White House, heads of Congress, they never send one employee, one lawyer to meet with this former agent of the IRS and show that he was wrong here. Boom. Here's a copy of the law that requires people to file income tax and other critical things about income taxes legality. So, folks, now one of my students sent this material to the congressmen, senators to refute, to say, look, I want you to show me the law. I want you to show that Mr. Joe Bannister is wrong. I can't believe no one in government would show him he's wrong if he is wrong. He sent it to his congressman Miller in Oakland, California area, and to two senators, Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, two of the most criminal, corrupt politicians, but then again, they're supposed to represent the people of California. They're the lawmakers, and they could not and did not, were not able to refute anything in Joe Bannister's report. Then the U.S. government has the gall, the IRS and the U.S. Department of Injustice have the audacity, the chutzpah, to try to put Mr. Richard Grant in jail for tax evasion, for not filing and not paying income tax that is not required of Mr. Richard Grant and others like you and me. And this week the trial started, but next week, folks, myself and Mr. Richard Grant will put the IRS and the United States government in on trial. We'll present all the evidence that the government and the IRS, the Department of Injustice, the lawmakers, none of them can ever come forward and simply show where Mr. Joe Bannister is wrong and the average American like you and me is required to file and pay the federal income tax. That's in Oakland, California, folks. It's USA versus Richard Thomas Grant. Okay, case number is 14CR00590-PJH. Okay, it's on the third floor, of the courthouse. If you can't be there on the week of the 13th of June, be there. Watch as much of this historic trial where the IRS will lose. Because the law is on the side of we the people, on the side of Mr. Richard Grant, okay? They are the liars. We're exposing it, folks. You want to be at this historic trial. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. But first of all, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be answering your freedom questions. As I said, Freedom Law School is a source of education for you, freedom education, and freedom solutions that will work for you. Folks, not only I know what you want to know and need to know that I put in our courses, but through 20 years of being in this field, I've learned so much to solve freedom issues that other people just don't know about. Freedom Law School has an impeccable track record of winning against the IRS and corrupt government agencies. You can see that on our website at livefreenow.org. I've beat the IRS myself. Our students have beat the IRS many times. If you go to livefreenow.org, you can sign up to get 1 year of free freedom law education. Absolutely no charge to you. We'll mail a package to you first, and then by email, you're going to get an education once a month that you will not find anyplace else on the internet. No place else. This is the kind of education that you should have been all taught coming out of high school. So, having said that, folks, if you go to Freedom Law School, There's courses available that you may want, freedom packages. If you need assistance, help with the IRS folks, I'm going to try to do my best to answer your freedom questions. Sometimes, however, you may need one of our courses, freedom packages, a one-on-one private consultation. But let's see what we can do tonight for free to get your freedom questions answered. So let's get your questions answered, and then I'm going to go to talk about further about the Richard Grant case coming up this June 13th for the IRS on trial. Let's go to our caller from area code 724. If you're there, they call from area code 724. First, please give me your first name, then the state you're calling from, and then your question. Okay, the call from area code 724 does not seem to have a question. Let's go to our caller from area code 419. The call from area code 419, if you have a question, please announce yourself now.
Yes, Randy, Ohio. I've got two questions for you. When I go to my, I guess I would go to my employer, does your kits teach us step-by-step on how to approach my employer? Because he's probably going to think he's going to prison. He ain't getting involved in this crazy shit. I happen to believe you. And then my second question is, when you do defeat this guy coming up on the 13th, because I know you got him by the balls. I can just feel it. Where do we go from there? Where do you see this? Do you think we're going to get much airtime on the news, or, you know, elaborate from there? Thank you.
Well, no, I don't expect we're going to get news about it, because that's part of the conspiracy to enslave the American people. You see, in America, our money system was taken over by these big banks that own the New York Federal Reserve, which is the head of the beast, you know, through the Federal Reserve System and what's called the fractional reserve lending. The banks can lend out money they don't have out of thin air. Okay. And with that money, they can actually not lend it out. They can actually use that to invest. They can actually make money out of thin air and invest in stock market, for example. So Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Citi, these big criminals, that's why they do that. So but with this money, they've bought up the major corporations in America, because they all borrow from the big banks. And they bought up the media in this country, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, all the major newspapers. You know, the radio stations are owned by a few big chains. You know, Comcast, ABC. So they're not going to want to expose all of it. So they're all in it together to keep America dumb, keep America ignorant about all this stuff. So I don't expect them to really put this stuff out there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that'll just make our case stronger when it shows that they're being quiet about it with the media. Something like this should be taking America by storm, you know. But back to, if I go with, will that package explain how I go to my employer and then go, you know, if they come after you this way, this is what you do. I mean, it breaks it all down pretty thorough, right?
Well, that's a good point. That's a very good question. Let me respond to that for you, my friend. I've already talked about how to do this in my previous conference calls, the basic legal framework of what you should do in this situation like that. But I also said that there's no way I can predict exactly what your follow-up steps could be or should be. I've talked about those things, but there's no way that we can definitely have a complete A to Z plan, because it depends on the part of the employer, what they say, what they do. So your response back to them will depend in part on what they say and how they say it. So that's why, you know, because it's political, my friend. You are not dealing with law, as you know. It's you're also dealing with the fact that you know the employer is very much afraid of the IRS.
Right, that's what I'm.
The IRS, okay.
Yeah.
So how much fear they got? You know, how they might respond, how much reasoning, how much showing them the law actually can help. It depends. I've seen people, for example, all kind of ways be able to stop withholding was from the paycheck by showing the law and the IRS code. You know, for example, right there out of the IRS code itself, or different ways. And I've seen others that the employer just says, no, I'm afraid, and I will not put you at any more than 9 or 10 allowances or exemptions on your W-4 on the other extreme end. So there's no exact thing. But if you become one of our Simple or Royal Freedom Package member students, you know, part of that program includes unlimited consultation. And things like this we can talk about as they happen, as they come up, because you don't want to lose your job over this, because in occasions that has happened, but the employer gets so afraid and nervous, they just decide to fire the employee that they perceive to be troublesome to them. Okay.
God.
On the other hand, I've seen employers that not only don't withhold regular income tax, they even don't withhold Social Security or Medicare income tax either.
Now, we don't have to pay Social Security tax neither, right?
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
And we don't have to pay a Social Security tax or a federal tax, right?
Or the Medicare tax. See, there's three different federal income taxes. Actually, there's four. The regular federal income tax, the Social Security income tax, the Medicare income tax, and now they have the penalty tax of Obamacare. If you don't show you have on your tax return on your 1040 income tax confession form, if you don't show that you have health insurance, that penalty is the penalty tax. Although the good thing about that penalty tax is they cannot take that out of your bank account or paycheck or by force. Only if the IRS has money of you, they can hold it, not refund it to you. So that's the only thing about the Obama tax. But the Obamacare is doomed to failure anyhow. It's not working. Just to segue on that issue, a bunch of poor, sick people applied for Obamacare. So they're getting free health care, socialism at its work. And everybody, the insurance company's got to make money. This is not government subsidized. The insurance company's got to make money. And they are being subsidized to some degree by the government, but not enough. So insurance companies have had to raise insurance rates of everybody else dramatically. And or they've stopped writing Obamacare health insurance. The companies are just getting out of that health insurance business in Obamacare. And as more and more of these companies get out of the Obamacare health business, the remaining companies that stay, they're going to have to raise their rates more, and they're going to be forced out and eventually out of this business. And the whole thing's going to stop because there will be no insurance companies willing to write insurance, because not enough young people, healthy people, are paid into it. The sick people are signing up. Old people are signing up for Obamacare, but not young, healthy people, because they can't afford it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I see where you're at. Well, see, like in my situation, I do power plant outages So when I work crazy hours, you know, 84 hours, you know, shit like this. Mm-hmm. And they hit me real hard, you know, like sometimes $700 a week in federal taxes. And it's like, I hear about you, and I'm like, who is this guy, man? It's like he's heaven sent, you know. Maybe the God sent him here to us, you know. This is a good thing, because all my life I've been ignorant to this. You got to pay taxes, and you're going to die. I guess that's part of what was fabricated into American society, and we all just accepted it, you know. But, hey, I really appreciate what you've done. And I am going to get that package, and I'm going to study it, and I want to try to get people woke up to this. But I need to know what I'm talking about real, you know, before I start talking to people, you know.
I fully agree with you. That's exactly what needs to happen, is that you be informed and educated yourself. So when you speak to your family members or friends, you know, they can see that what you say makes sense. So that's why these freedom education packages that Freedom Law School sends out to you, they are, you know, we send them out to you at no charge, as many as you like. And the Freedom Catalog there explains this stuff in writing. Joel Bannister, the former IRS special agent I was talking about, his speech will be sent to you in audio CD, as many as you like, to go ahead and you know, give to your friends and family members to listen in their car. You can watch that, by the way, on YouTube for free. Go to YouTube and type in Joseph Bannister and his speech at the Freedom Law School's 2000 Freedom Rally, the same one that Mr. Grant sent the video of it to his congressmen, senators. Will come up. You'll see that for yourself.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
And and see it. You know. Yeah. And you know, the good thing about internet is giving us a whole new opening to about all this. Just with Joseph Bannister, the very first thing comes up is that speech of him, an hour and 28 minutes and 25 seconds. That's a very thorough explanation to anybody that watches it about the income tax fraud. And then follow up on that, you know, there's on C-SPAN, Mr. Joel Bannister and other experts were supposed to debate the legality of income tax with the government officials, but guess what? No one from the government showed up to that debate. Go on YouTube, type in illegality of the income tax exposed. It will come up the first thing on YouTube. Illegality of the income tax exposed. You'll see that, you know, that was in, you know, July 1999, you know, shown on national TV on C-SPAN. It was taped in Washington, D.C. You know, government was invited. None of them can show up, folks. And the good thing is people are starting to wake up. The reason Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have done so well is because of that. Now, when it comes to Republicans, you know, people in the Republicans tend to be more country folks in small towns, more independent, you know, oriented. So they got Trump pretty quickly. They didn't want no politicians, no senator, no government. We want someone from the outside to come and clean up the Washington mess. And even Democrats, who are city folks, who are more controlled on the average than the country folks. They are the means of communication in big city papers are more controlled than small towns, who are more used to being a cog in a wheel mentality, the people in the cities. Even there, you know, Bernie Sanders, he's the one that had the second largest crowd after Trump seeing him. If you watch television, you see Hillary Clinton, whenever they show her, she only has a few people around her. She's actually in a coffee shop shaking hands with people. A few people sitting around the table with her. Guess what? Because that's the only people that show up to see her. Bernie Sanders get a few thousand people showing up for him. And Donald Trump gets big crowds, 15,000, 20,000 people or more. showing up to see him in stadiums. Okay? But they got a lot of people who are just content, happy, and they think, you know, Hillary is just a good, wonderful, liberal Democrat, cares about the poor, cares about the unemployed, the disadvantaged, the minorities, the old and the blind and disabled. They think all that. You know, that not don't realize what a criminal she is because they don't look up and read things for themselves. So they vote for Clinton, but they don't even show up to hear for her. They just, oh, well, I'll vote for her, you know. So that's people are waking up. So they are ready. A lot of people are ready now to hear about the lies. Because, folks, let me tell you, from 1996 to 2007, when the economy was good, everybody had jobs, people were not interested to hear. They bought this stuff. They said, what's your problem? It's all good. We all got jobs. The economy is good. We all got homes. When this stuff hit the fan in 2008, people are waking up. They lost their jobs. They lost their homes. Their business income is down. Their wages are not going up. See, and the banks got bailed out. The criminals that did this to us. And now after over 8 years of this great depression that we are in. And folks, this is a great depression. Like in 1930s. Make no mistake, it is. People are waking up. Hey, something's wrong. Something smells really terrible in Washington, D.C., and you're going to go and expose them to all this. We're going to put the material that was sent by Richard Grant to his congressmen and senators on front page of Freedom Law School website for you to see. Check on that. It'll be on our website. Should be up by tomorrow. You can download and watch that for yourself, folks. Okay? Any other questions, Richard, you want to ask me?
No, man. I really appreciate this. I'm going to get really involved in this stuff. You're a major attribute. I'm good. I'm going to listen now.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that, Richard. Let's now go. By the way, Richard, I'm curious. How did you hear about Freedom Law School? Just one question. How did you hear about us?
Somehow through YouTube.
Very good.
I was bouncing around through YouTube, and you know how you go through different links and stuff. Somehow that happened that way. Yeah.
Folks, people are searching for the truth on internet,
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. You know, folks, make sure you become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. You're going to get on our emails. We're going to tell you what's going on, the freedom events and news that are of importance to you and American people. We'll let you know about those things at livefreenow.org. Okay, let's now go to our next caller from area code 856. Caller from area code 856, would you please give me your first name, state you're calling from, and how did you hear about Freedom Law School, and then your question.
My name is Cheryl. Can you hear me?
Yes, Michelle?
Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl, with a C or S?
Yes.
Okay.
With a C. I'm calling from New Jersey, and I believe I heard about your school through the gentleman you're speaking of, Mr. Bannister.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I heard about your organization.
Very good.
So I have a couple of questions. I'm interested in starting a private school, and I'm looking for buildings. And I saw
Could you speak? I can barely hear you. Could you speak a little bit louder, please?
I said I'm interested in starting a private school, and I'm looking for buildings.
Uh-huh.
And I saw on your website where I could possibly obtain a building without a loan and credit, and it's a nonprofit.
Okay.
So I was wondering, you know, what steps I could take to obtain a building without a loan?
Well, that's a very good question. I wish I could tell you about all that in full on this conference call, but I cannot. That's why I did the class that's listed on our website, how to buy a home without a tax return, without a bank loan, without use of your slave surveillance number, the misnamed social security number, and how do you do all that stuff. The real quick thing of it is that I do want to give you at least a very short answer. you're going to find a motivated seller. You cannot just buy any building or a house. It's got to be a motivated seller. And there are a lot of motivated sellers out there, people who don't, who got a situation they want to get out of quickly. They got divorced, someone died, they moved a job to another place, another house. The renter left, cannot find a good renter. They don't want to get a renter. They got negative cash flow going on. So you can find motivated sellers, and you can take over their loan. They can put the loan in, they can put the house in a proper trust, and then they give control over you, and you take over the loan that they already have with the bank, okay? And you responsibly take care of everything from that point forward. So, but okay, how you go about that, how that could be made possible, it's all in more details in the course that I spent about 3.5 hours. And even then, to be honest with you, I explain what it is in more detail, how it works. But there's even paperwork involved a little bit, how to do a trust, for example, the paperwork of taking over the bank loan and communication with the bank and paperwork with a seller. Those things that you need help, you cannot just put them out there because people don't know how to do it right. They're going to mess it up. So you're still going to need some help, which I can provide for you if you really want to do that. But the first thing is that if this is the way you want to do it, understand the process more that course talks about in more detail, and then I can help you how to actually make it happen for you. Get a school for a building or home to live on or, you know, if for investment. It's all possible.
Okay. Okay. The other question, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Uh-huh.
If a person owes income taxes and they can't afford to pay them, and they've talked with the IRS and they insist on having them pay the federal tax, is there a way to not be able to pay them?
Well, sure. It depends on your situation, though. If you owe the IRS money and you cannot pay them, you can possibly, for example, bankrupt the taxes, every penny of it. That's one possibility. That's probably the best I think. Although what everybody else out there tells you out there, all the lawyers and accountants and CPAs and enroll agents, they advertise on television, pennies and a dollar deals with the IRS, offer and compromise. What they do is they might get the tax lowered significantly sometime, especially if you don't have any money, don't make any money, don't have any assets for the IRS to steal or take. But you have to file and pay on time, 5 years, every penny. Otherwise, the deal could be broken by the IRS, and you're going to owe the IRS the original amount that you owed them before the deal was made.
Okay. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Cheryl. Let's go now to area code 907. Call from area code 907 if you have a question. Please give me your first name, state, and then your how do you hear about us, and then your question.
Yes, hello. My name's Eric, calling out of Alaska.
Eric with a C or a K?
Yes, sir, with a C.
And from what state?
Alaska.
Alaska. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Very good. How is the weather? It's beautiful in Alaska, isn't it, Eric?
Probably in the maybe the 60s, 70s, sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. I'm calling in. I heard about you guys from one of my friends on the web. I know a lot of freedom fighters and a lot of people that have freedom fighting web pages pertaining to the rights of the people. I've been seeing this movement start back in the 90s when I was a part of it. So, you know, I was younger, still am a part of it. But why I'm calling in is currently, right now, I'm being denied health care within the state I live in. and I'm undergoing chemotherapy. I've tried to resolve this in the courts. The judge has been one-sided and biased, and he's violated my constitutional rights. And he did that all under oath of a hearing. And now because of that, I've been being neglected medical health care for the last month while on chemotherapy. Is there anything you might be able to recommend that I can do? I've already reached out to HIPAA, State Medical Board, several United States Senators, Alaska Senators, the State Medical Licensing Board, and human rights organizations. And, you know, I'm just having to sit here and wait for everybody to get all their paperwork in order. But in the meantime, what could you recommend on me getting health care while I'm required it under this chemo regimen I'm taking?
Okay, I can help you, my friend. Let me clarify, make sure I understand what you're asking, Eric.
Yes.
You have cancer, and is that correct?
I have a form of liver cancer, yes.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am 37.
You are 37 years old. Okay, you're pretty young, my friend. I'm 53. Okay, and you are currently on the chemotherapy, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Eric, I'm 16 years older than you.
Correct.
Okay, and I can tell by your voice, my friend, that you're not healthy.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been neglected medical care for the last month while undergoing chemo.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, Eric.
Yes.
You called into the show. You remember the movie Matrix? You just called in Matrix. And I'm going to give you the red pill. You willing to take the red pill?
I actually took that back in the 80s, sir.
Yes, in the 90s. I'm going to give you the red pill, my friend. Okay, here's the truth about it, okay? And think about it, all of you folks, think about this, okay? Animals in nature, they don't get cancer, diabetes, heart attack, stroke, gout. All these modern diseases of mankind, only humans get it. And only humans in the modern lifestyle get it. There was a dentist called Weston A. Price. Write that down, folks. You can go Google it. Weston. That's his first name. The letter A is middle name. Price. Price. WestonAPrice.org. You can go. And you'll see that the dentist went to Africa seeking and other native places in the world, Polynesians, Florida Indians, Northern South America Indians, all these native people who heard they had beautiful straight teeth, and he found out that not only do they have beautiful straight teeth, they have beautiful bodies, beautiful faces, well-structured, well-developed, happy, energetic, no PMS, no anger, okay, no headaches, no moodiness, no jails, and no diseases, and they even had no tooth cavities even. At the most, cavities were 1 to 4%, and they had no toothbrushes or floss. In Peru, he dug up 1,000 skulls, and all these skulls of these 1,000 people, not one of them, of the native people, had one cavity, tooth cavity. How can their bodies of these natives, folks, think about this, be so strong so not to get sick and not even have dental cavities that, as you know, in American society, in Europe and modern world, is pretty much universal? Think about that, folks. Well, the answer is pretty simple. We're not getting sick because modern science has not discovered the cure for the diseases. They have not come up with the proper drugs, surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation to fix you. That's not the problem. The problem that Dr. Price found and the solution. The problem he found out is that our diets, what we eat, is not what we should be eating according to laws of nature. There's the laws of nature when it comes to gravity, chemistry, physics. Guess what? There's laws to nutrition also. A cat is supposed to eat meat. A cat is not supposed to eat grass. Just the law of nature is about nutrition. A cow is supposed to be eating grass, not meat. By the way, a cow should not eat corn either, or soy like they give in America. That's wrong. Okay? So we got to eat the way of, we found, Dr. Price found all the natives, Eric, that ate the way of the ancestors were healthy. But the same tribe, same family members, the tribe next door who had adopted modern foods, and this is 1930s, by the way, were sick with diseases, cavities, depression, suicide, disease of all sorts, cavities, deformities. When they went back to their native diet, they got well. So the solution was for us to go back to what God intended us to eat, that these natives had known for ages, were practicing, still practicing, but the modern man has now stopped doing. We've gotten away from it. And what are those things? And Eric, if you start doing those things, you're going to get healthy. There's no reason, my friend, a 37-year-old man, you should be at the peak of your health in your 20s and 30s to be sick like this. And all these drugs do, radiation and chemotherapy, they are damaging and destroying your body along with some of the symptoms of the underlying problem of improper nutrition. Improper nutrition. It's just like no different than your car, Eric. You have a car. What happens if you're in your car, you don't check the water, don't add water? What if you don't check in or add or change oil? What if you don't check and fix the brakes? What if you don't, your window goes up electronically in most cars? What if the thing goes off, you don't change that part? What if your fuel pump, you don't change it? You know, if you don't have spare parts for your car, at first you can kind of hobnob with it for a little bit. You know, kind of sickly car, tub trucks, and, you know, one tire's got flat, you don't have a new tire. With three tires, you kind of go. But eventually, all this stuff breaking down, it just gets destroyed, right? Our bodies are just like an automobile, except the spare parts are chemicals. Chemicals that we're supposed to get through our food, through nutrition, Eric, that we're not getting in the modern diets. So your body wants to repair itself. The spare part is not there. The chemicals needed to fix it are simply not there. So you can't fix the part if the replacement part is not there. If you give it the replacement part, you fix that. The window that wouldn't go up and down on your car, you change it, you fix it. The headlight that was out, you change the light bulb. It works now. Your body is the same way. So that's what you got to do. You people tell me, you they see me, Paymon, you're 53-year-old, healthy, energetic, happy, smiling. How do you do it? Well, number one is what you eat. Because I eat what the natives, the principles of this. And I'll tell you quickly. On a website, westnaprice.org, you're going to go on the right side, read our brochure. Read that brochure, Eric, okay? And I'll tell you. The commonality to native people was the diets was one, nutrient-dense foods. What does that mean? Is you eat food that a small amount of it has a lot of nutrition. Modern foods are the opposite. You eat a lot of food with little nutrition. For example, classic examples, sodas. Sodas are horrible. You get a bunch of sugary water and a bunch of chemicals that are harmful to your body. And very little bit, if any, nutrition. White pastas and white breads, very little nutrition, but they stuff your stomach. All the sugars and these white starches are killing you, and all the sugar drinks are killing you. You know, stop eating that, one. And next, you have to stop eating rancid vegetable oils. You know, these soybean oil, corn oil, sunflower oil. So these are vegetable oils that are rancid at room temperature. They oxidize and become, that are bad for you. You know, they become rust food, basically, rusty oils. Okay, what you want to do, eat nutrient-dense food. Again, food that has a lot of nutrition in small space. Example, bone marrow, organ meat of the animals. Okay, has a lot more nutrition than meat. First of all, Dr. Price found native had these, so nutrient-dense food has a lot of nutrition in small space. Salmon eggs, okay, has a lot of nutrient-dense food. You know, so this nutrient-dense foods are tend to be wild seafood, organ meats of animals, and eggs of animals. So my favorites are bone marrow and salmon eggs, which are pretty inexpensive. You can get them, and wild meat. So the animal is as good as what it ate. Second thing, lots of saturated fat. Your body needs fat. We've been lied to for decades, Eric, that saturated fat is a bugaboo you got to avoid, that it's bad for you to get your heart attack. It's a lie. Native peoples ate lots of saturated fat, and they did not have a heart attack. We've been over the last six decades since they've been promoting this low-fat nonsense to the American people, getting fatter, fatter, overly skinny, and sicker because we are going low fat, and I mean low saturated fat. They're having you go eat these vegetable oils, okay, which are horrible for you. Eat saturated fat. Eat butter. Eat lard. Eat cow fat tallow. Eat coconut oil, tropical oils, high in saturated fats, okay? Your brain is made out of fat, okay? Made out of saturated fat and monounsaturated fats, okay? So if you don't give the brain what it needs, you got all these unhappiness and mental issues, okay? Fat is the feel-good chemical. Your brain needs its basic body blocks to be healthy and happy, okay? Third, the natives ate fermented foods. Fermented foods are important because each of us has pounds of bacteria in our intestines, large and small, in our stomach that help us digest and break down foods. Pounds of it in our guts. Oh, we all have it. Without them, we'll die. They're critical for our proper absorption, breakdown absorption of the food. They break down the food for us, okay? Just like if you get a bunch of computers, you want to break them apart and use their pieces to put a better computer together. You got to break them down first. You got to break down the keyboard, break down the screen, break down the computer headboard, and then pick the pieces apart, then put them back together. Well, that's what digestion does, and bacteria are critical. Well, all the modern foods, Eric, you've been having all these decades, my friend, all the sodas, white starches, vegetable oils, been putting bad bacteria in your stomach that hurt you, that produce toxins and poisons that cause cancer and other diseases. Okay? You want to replace it with good bacteria. So you eat stuff like yogurt, kimchi, sauerkraut, vinegar, pickles, especially pickles that are properly done, naturally done. All these bacteria, you know, kefir, cheese, they put good bacteria and get your digestion to start helping you absorb nutrition to build your body versus toxins and poisons that destroy your body. Okay. Fourth, they preferred organ meats over muscle meat because they're more nutritious. Because after all, what's more important, your skin, hair, muscles, or your brain, kidney, liver, heart? The body will put the best nutrition in the most critical parts that it needs to survive, your brain, heart, and organs. So animals or organs is better. Fifth, they all ate animal products. None of the native people were vegans. veganism is wrong. And guess what? I was a raw vegan eater when I was 13 years old with my family back in Iran, and it was wrong. I had only raw vegetables and fruits, no dairy, no eggs, okay? And it was hard, but I did it. It was wrong, though. Animal product is better. It has a lot more nutrition, animals, foods, than plant foods. They all ate animal foods. Animal foods do not cause cancer. Red meat does not cause cancer, like you've been told in the media. It's a big lie, okay, about red meat being bad for you. Now, grass-fed is better than corn-fed by far, a large degree. Eat better food. Yes, you know, wild is better, best, and then grass-fed. Wild seafood is better than farm seafood. Eat wild foods, okay? And eat the food raw or slow-cooked. Avoid high heat, overcooking food because that destroys the protein and fats. High heat. Low heat is best or raw. Eat raw dairy, raw milk, raw yogurt, raw butter, cheese. Pasteurization and homogenization—they destroy much of the goodness and good bacteria nutrition of the milk and dairy. Homogenization also damages the fats in milk. So you change your diet, Eric, and I guarantee you, the first thing you're gonna notice, you're gonna feel better. You will feel more energetic. You do that. Just recently, I had some visitors, and I gave them some good food. These people were poor people. They couldn't afford good food, you know, so I gave them some good meat. Wow, I feel better. Wow. No wonder you had some good nutrition. Oh, I feel have a lot more energy. Well, you didn't get more energy because I gave you sugar to give you more energy. Sugar gives you energy, but I didn't give you sugar. I gave you bodybuilding material so that your body works better. Just like your car wasn't running right, it was not the gas. It was we fixed the car, fixed the spark plug, changed the distributor cap or the tune-up so it runs better. Okay, it's happier. Same thing with the food. You're going to feel that, and you're going to cure yourself naturally with food. Get your food yourself back to health. No, you don't need to go with these guys to beg them to poison you with chemotherapy, to poison you with radiation, okay, to give you surgery, to cut you up with knives. You know, you don't need to do that, my friend. Congratulations. It got to be so bad, you start with an open mind look and say, wow, I never heard about this stuff. But, you know, I am desperate, so I'm going to check it out. Look into it. And I always tell everybody with Freedom Law School, don't believe me, the government, anybody else on the internet, read and verify it all for yourself. I help you do that. Weston Price, what they did, they took the 500 plus pages of Dr. Price, 12 years he took to research and write this book. He was with the Native people for 12 years. It's called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. They summarize the whole book in a small brochure on the website, westernairpraise.org. You want to get the book? You can get it at ppnf.org. Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation.org. Their website, the abbreviation, their website is ppnf.org. They sell the book of Dr. Price, it's theirs. Okay, so you get the book. The brochure's enough, and you can contact the local chapter leader, Eric, in Alaska. They're there. They help you get the most nutritious food. I'm telling you, that Alaskan wild Alaska salmon egg is God's food. Go get that. Eat that every day. You know, get raw milk. Get some raw dairy. You can, my friend. You know, if you have bread, that should be sprouted and whole grain and sprouted. Like sprouted. You know, gets rid of the anti-nutrients that protect the seed from destruction in nature and in your stomach. You got to get rid of the anti-nutrients are released when the water touches the seed and it wants to sprout. So you should have, if you have bread and grains, it should be sprouted. So read about it. It's all there, my friend. Eric, congratulations, because I'm so happy that you called, because I feel really good that I've been able to not just save people income tax, not their freedoms, but also are very happy to be able to save lives of people, good people like you, my friend. Do that, what I said. Do read about it. Do check it out, please, my friend. And do me a favor. Do me a favor. Call me back in a month on this conference call. Tell us if it helped you or not. Did you do it? Now, if you did do it, tell me how it helped you or not in just 1 month. Okay? Do as much of those things as you can. Okay? But the basic things, if you want, I'll give you a short recipe for you. Again, cut out the sodas. Cut out the white starches. Minimize starches. If you eat breads or like Ezekiel bread, you can get it at the supermarket. It's one good brand of sprouted food. Get wild seafood Alaska. You got plenty of salmon and all that. Alaskan king crab is great. All that Alaskan seafood is fantastic. Eat all that. Salmon eggs are great. Have a couple of teaspoons of the salmon eggs morning and night. Okay? That stuff is just unbelievably nutritious. Wild, if you eat meat wild or grass-fed beef, draw dairy. Okay, fruits and vegetables are fine. Organic is better, but if not, no big deal. Organic is not that big of a deal, folks. It's not. In the 1930s, Dr. Price studied the natives. Everything was organic. There was no pesticides. There was no fertilizers back then. So going organic is not enough. All right, Eric, does that help you, my friend? You have any questions you want to ask me about this issue?
Yeah, actually, for the last year living in remote Alaska, I eat wild berries. I walk 15 miles a week. You know, I know my diet. I study personal nutrition and some courses I've done in the past. I know what not to eat and what to eat. But we get fresh crab right out the bay. We get fresh salmon, red snapper. We've got deer all over the place. I live in the second largest rainforest in the world. I live where nature provides. But still, I still don't understand why my health would be the way it is with my diet, my exercise, and everything.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, I don't know, maybe you've been poisoned somehow. Something, I don't know, maybe the government's doing some experimentation out there, because the government has done experimentation on people in America without the knowledge. So I don't know. I cannot say that's the reason, because I don't know you. I don't know your situation. But I'll tell you what. Do you have sodas and breads and pastas?
No, I
And breads and rices and all that? Do you eat that kind of stuff?
I drink chai tea, green tea. I use honey instead of sugar. Natural raw honey, like pure honey from the beehive.
So that stuff doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
See, all this vegetarian stuff,
I don't drink colada sodas.
Okay.
I drink more tea and water, and the water up here is like a bottle of Evian right out of the tap. The water is
clean.
No,
I know, it is. But listen, and what you want to do, I forgot to tell you, another super nutrient-dense food is bone marrow. Bone marrow of deer or cow is super nutritious, because all your red blood cells that nourish your rest of your body is made in your bone marrow. When you digest food, all the final product goes in your bone marrow in a perfect form of amino acids to make proteins and fatty acids, fat, to build those red blood cells to feed your body in a perfect form, highly absorbable. Bone marrow is great. So get that deer meat, cut the bone, and eat the bone marrow every day. Have like equal to 2 teaspoons, a tablespoon of bone marrow at least. Put it in your food, in your chili, in your soup, in your stew. Put bone marrow in there. Cook it or raw. We have it with fruits and grapes and strawberries and watermelon. But eat it with your food. Put it in your food. Lots of bone marrow. You know, after 10, 20 minutes, it's ready to eat with your soup or whatever you got. Okay. Bone marrow is fantastic. You got the deer. So you just haven't done enough of this stuff, and these chemotherapy is killing you. Now, you don't need chemotherapy, all this stuff. Okay, that's killing your healthy blood, body. And whatever your body is, some people, chemotherapy can't kill the bad cells enough, okay, so your good body, good cells survive somehow, to some degree. But some people are more sensitive. So the bad cells don't get destroyed, the cancer, and your good cells get destroyed even more. So it's sometimes people have been killed by chemotherapy. So just try this for a couple of weeks. Get bone marrow, salmon eggs, I want those to be bone marrow samples, are two things, and minimize all the other stuff. And tea, no, drink water. Okay, don't worry about tea too much. It's fine. All this vegetarian stuff you heard, it's all too vegan-oriented. The focus on veganism.
I'm not a vegan.
You see? I know, but all this stuff, all these herbs they say to eat, herbs are good, don't get me wrong, but your body is not built by herbs. Your body is built with protein and fats. You need air, one. Two, water. Third, protein and fats. Saturated fats and protein. In that order. Air, water, protein, saturated fats. Then everything else. Then herbs. Then good vegetables. Then good fancy schmancy green tea or purple tea or whatever this herbs thing that out there comes to heal or essential oils, which are all good, okay? I'm into that stuff too. So get the order straight. You got air, you got water, good. You got protein and fats. Your diet should be primarily protein and fats and vegetables and fruits. Well, that's basically minimize starches and just try it, see how it works. Okay, my friend?
All right.
This is all meant to be, my friend. Welcome out of the matrix, Eric. Go to westernenterprise.org, read it. Find a local chapter, and on the right side you'll see, read our brochure, then contact a local chapter leader, go to local meetings, talk to local people like that about this stuff. You can find people online talking about this stuff. You can call Western Enterprise headquarters, ask them about this stuff. They'll refer to other individuals with experiences like you, my friend. Okay, I can tell you examples myself. I've known and seen that naturally cure themselves of all kinds of stuff by giving your body what it needs to repair itself. Okay, Eric, let me go now to the next caller, my friend. Hope you stay with us, my friend, and listen to other people on the call have questions. Let's go to a call from area code 941. The call from area code 941. Give me your first name, the state you call from, how you heard about us, and then your question.
Hi, Paymon. My name is John. I'm from Florida. I heard about you through Bill Huff, the foundation, long ago. But I have two questions.
Bill Huff from Save a Patriot?
Pardon?
Bill Huff from what organization?
Bill Huff from Patriots Foundation.
Hey, the Patriot Fellowship.
A fellowship, that's what it was.
Yeah, yes.
Anyhow, that's Patriot. How I originally heard about.
Good organization, Iris, pretty much closed them up. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Anyhow,
sir.
Two things. One, that man that has all the problems, I don't know whether you think about cleanses or not, but there's a liver cleanse and a kidney cleanse that's on CureZone.com. That may help him, and also if he takes a mineral called zeolite, which you can actually buy in bulk, where it's very reasonable, as opposed to paying like $50 for 60 capsules from a health food place. But that's as good as, if not better than EDTA for chelating all the bad stuff out of your body, not just the heavy metals, but also the toxic chemicals as well. And it will get rid of the side effects of chemotherapy for whatever it's worth. That's one thing. The second thing that I called about was, is there any website or a place that we can check on the progress of USV Grant?
No. I'll be going up there this weekend. I'll be testifying early next week. Freedom Law School, livefreenow.org. I'll be updating stuff on there a little bit. I'm going to put the documents, the Joe Bannister material, the Willie People Foundation material, the stuff that was government of the United States was confronted about all this stuff on our website. The links to those, I'm going to put them up so you can see that. On the next conference call Thursday night, of course, I will talk about that, because by that time, the trial should be close to conclusion. I can give you guys more report about it there.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. You're doing a great job, and I'm glad that you're on this show.
Thank you. And tell Bill hello for me, and tell him thanks for telling about us, what's going on. And I love to get to – I haven't talked to him for a while, so it would be good to talk to him again. I got to give him a call one of these days. So thank you, John. And by the way, I'm in Florida. You know, Freedom Law School, I moved to Florida, so you're not that far from us. We'd love to visit with you sometime.
Yeah, well, I've been to Poppy's, and I was in a white Cadillac one day in Poppy's. So.
Okay, very good. Whereabouts in Florida are you?
I'm in Venice. But,
Venice.
I went up. I went up and met with you in the parking lot of Poppy's one day. The pizza place.
John, yes, of course, John. Good to hear from you. Okay, very good.
Okay.
Very good. All right.
Good office.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Good to hear from you, my friend. All right. Let's now go to a call we have from area code 559 Fresno, California area. If you have a question, my friend, give me your first name, state, how to hear about us, and then your question, please. Okay. The call from area code 559 is not there. You dropped from the call. Okay. All right, folks. Well, looks like we answered the questions that many of you had about freedom issues. Well, folks, by the way, thanks for sharing what you did, John, about the things you mentioned, those clans and stuff like that. Yes, those are wonderful. And people like him, you are correct. They do need cleanses like that also as well. But remember this, Eric, you know, again, cleanses, herbs, essential oils, all this kind of stuff are wonderful, and they can do all the good stuff, but the bottom line is, if your body does not have the proper nutrition to build itself, those things, you know, it cannot repair itself. So, yes, this chemotherapy, all that stuff done damage, and I'm not an expert on that stuff that John has shared with you, so I would check out the stuff that he said also. I'll just tell you what I knew about it, that the Native people, they didn't get sick. And the ones that were sick, they went to Native diets. They got well over a short time without any other cleanses or special stuff. Although I imagine the cleanses stuff that John suggested were very likely expedite with proper nutrition to get yourself back to health. So I know you're calling many of you about the trial of Richard Grant, USA versus Richard Grant. That's going to be it's going on right now in Oakland. We expect this week the government's case to be finished, and next week the defense will put on the defense, which would be Mr. Grant and myself, maybe even Joe Barrister may be testifying about, hey, you know, they claim. You see, Mr. Grant never tried to hide anything from the government. He was all open about it, okay, about what he made, how much he made, okay. You know, he had a partner. The government knew what he made, how much he made. And so his company, you know, his partner filed a tax return with the same amount as Grant. So, but they want to keep this mirage going. But folks, I've never, ever, ever heard or seen anybody put the government and trial like this, because nobody that I know has properly challenged the government in such a complete fashion. See, what he did is this. You see, Joe Bannister, folks, let me tell you about him, just so you know. He quit the IRS back in February 1999. At Freedom Law School, I printed his book, and I distributed his book. I proofread his book. I was practically the publisher of Mr. Joe Manson's report of income tax, but not officially, just unofficially. You know, so Joe Bannister filed for 1999, as he said, because his wife and him made a deal when he was with the IRS, he did. But for 2000, he didn't. For 1998, he did. For 1999 forward, he didn't file income tax. IRS well knew about it. And in 2004, the government tried to put Joe Bannister in prison for tax charges. Okay, 2004. Now, Joe Bannister had not filed and paid income tax for 1999, 2000, 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 years. They well know he had not filed and paid income tax. The Commissioner of Internal Revenue, Mr. Everson, spoke about Joe Bannister personally after he was charged. He said Joe Bannister was an IRS agent, and he knew what he was doing. Yes, he did. Joe Bannister knew what he was doing. But let me tell you something else. So did the IRS. Because the IRS, guess what? Never charged Joe Bannister with the so-called crime of having failed to file and pay income tax or evaded his taxes by not having filed and paid his income tax. They didn't. Why not? See what the government did? They found this employee, Al Thompson, who was a little wacko patriot, a business owner, who did things wrong. People like me try to warn him not to do it wrong, but he did. He got in trouble, and Joe Bannister spoke at one of his company meetings on television, a video as reported by the New York Times publicly, and did a tax return for him to get the refund as requested by Mr. Thompson on an 861 argument, which is what the proper method is. You're supposed to make your request that way. And based upon that, they're trying to connect Joe Bannister to Al Thompson and bring Joe Bannister down with Al Thompson being a dead weight that sinks Joe Bannister. Without Joe Bannister testifying at all about anything, the jury acquitted Joe Bannister. He done nothing wrong. He didn't break any laws. And the government did not charge Mr. Joe Bannister with the crime because they knew. The government lawyers knew that in practice Joe Bannister would put the IRS and the United States government on trial. Because he wrote to his superiors in Washington, D.C. about the income tax. They went to headquarters in, you know, IRS, I'm saying locally to California, which they went to the D.C., he went to debate the government about these many times. The government never wants to face him publicly. All that would have gone before the jury as to why Mr. Bannister stopped filing and paying income tax. And the government knew that if the jury heard that, they're going to say, wow, this is amazing. Very eye-opening. I just took the red pill on the matrix whole. They did not want to make Joe Bannister a hero on the charges being acquitted of not having filed and paid income tax, which is the main contention of Joe Bannister at Freedom Law School. They didn't want to do that. They try to get him a different way, and that didn't work either. Okay. Well, guess what? All that, what Joe Bannister has done, his record of confronting the IRS and the government lawyers and the U.S. Department of Injustice, those criminals, crooked lawyers who want to put Joe Bannister and Mr. Grant in jail, they know the truth. Because they know the law, they read the law, those criminals and the crooked politicians and governments that do the bidding of the banks, corporations, other big, rich money lobbyists. They know the truth. They're going to be put on trial. Why didn't they show to Mr. Grant that Joe Bannister is wrong? Here's the law that requires Mr. Grant and average Americans to file and pay income tax. Why not? It should be so easy. There's a law against murder, against stealing, against opening someone else's U.S. mail. You know, there's a law, you can, all this stuff there, laws on how to do bankruptcy. You know, there's laws for everything, but there's no income tax stuff for the average person. Why can't they just simply show it? Folks, this is going to be one thread, a win in the battle for freedom that other victories will be built upon to get our rights and freedom back. American people are waking up. Witness, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have filled up stadiums. They don't trust establishment, Republican or Democrats. Okay? Now, Clinton had an establishment Democrats are more crooked than Republicans. they were able to keep Sanders out and get Clinton in there, by the way, which is a good thing, okay? Because, you know, I say, in my opinion, Clinton's easier to beat than Sanders, even, you know? At least Sanders had some modicum of honesty, even though he's misguided in issues, some issues, he's at least honest, you know, whereas Clinton is a total liar, criminal, murderer. So anyhow, folks, tell your friends about this. I know you want to tell them now, because when the news comes of the acquittal of Richard Grant, you can tell all these naysayers. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Didn't believe me? Didn't check it out? Here it is. Take a look for yourself. It's all there. Folks, I'm going to put this material out. Folks, Freedom Law School is the one that urged Richard Grant. I told him, you ought to write your constant senators about the income tax issue, the lawmakers. Folks, that's the way to do it, in my opinion. There's a law that says that if the courts will not tell you your income tax obligations, your tax obligations. Any federal law obligation you got, the courts are supposed to tell you, but not your taxes. You cannot go to the courts. If you ask the IRS, IRS can fine you up to $5,000 for asking these kind of questions. The IRS labels them as being frivolous. And the courts can punish you another up to $25,000 on top of the IRS for asking what they consider to be frivolous. This is the same thing, folks, they used to do to freedom seekers in a former communist Soviet Union in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, to political dissidents who stood up for the rights of the Russian people. They said, you're frivolous, shut up, don't even ask a question, penalize you, fine you, put you in jail. That kind of criminal totalitarian technique is now being applied in the land of the free, the home of the brave, the home of the apple pie and the flag, the United States of America, folks. We become the United Socialist States of America, unfortunately. We got to get it back to being the United States of America. So you cannot, so the only choice you have is go to the lawmakers themselves. Because, and that's the best source, because the judiciary and executive branch of government only interpret the law that the legislature wrote. So Mr. Grant, as my urging, wrote his legislatures, the ones that are responsible to him, represent him directly. He's Congressman Miller and his two senators, Dianne Frankenstein and Barbara Boxers. Okay? They didn't answer. They didn't answer me either, folks. I did it myself way back then, folks. I wrote to Boxer and Frankenstein. I wrote to my congressman, Christopher Cox, who was a lawyer with Ronald Reagan way back then. I even met Christopher Cox in person, my congressman, and gave him another copy of Drew Mann's report, asked him to look at this issue seriously and investigate it personally, to be ignored. They don't care about the truth, about American people's rights. They just do the bidding of the big banks and corporations and other money-powered lobbyists who pay for the advertising campaign to get elected. Okay? So all those folks will be at this trial. Can you imagine the shock those jurors could have in their mind about what's going on? Folks, this is going to be put out there, folks. We are going to put this out there. Get ready. Be in touch with Freedom Law School so you get this news out to your friends, family members, co-workers, you know, and so they are going to look at the truth, and the word goes on and out. Word of mouth is going to happen. So, folks, do what you want to do in your heart at this moment. Share this on Facebook. Email it to your friends. Okay? Tell it about your friends. Contact Freedom Law School by phone or email, and we send you multiple CDs of Joe Bannister's speech on income tax fraud. to give to your friends who listen in their car. Tell your friends you're stuck in traffic. Here's a fun thing to do. Educate yourself. You're going to be, here's a red pill from the Matrix about the income tax fraud by a former gun-carrying IRS special agent. Let them be waken up by one of their own, Mr. Joe Bannister. Folks, this is about doing what you want to do in your heart, you love to do. Tell the truth so they'll do it. Thank you for supporting Freedom Law School, folks. Stay in touch, and I look forward to giving you a more complete report next Thursday night. Be on Freedom Law School's weekly conference call. Tell your friends. Have a good night, everybody. Talk to you next Thursday night.